last night I stumbled in my door, disgusted with my circumstance, soaked to every pore. When floating from my bedroom came a moaning and a sigh. Oh, I've had one too many. It's just the wind, says I. Poured a good stiff drink. You see, I needed to compose myself. I needed time to think. No sooner had I settled down, the morning came again, drifting through the silence like some otherworldly violin. Slipping and sliding down the hall. You know I've been around the whole wide world, but I was not prepared at all. Uninvited visitor, unsuspecting host. Well, I see you made yourself at home. Good evening, Miss Ghost. Than ever, and I feel just like a kid. I commence to tremble when I think of all the things we did. Skin as pale as marble, lips as red as blood. Imagine my surprise, my dear. Well, I thought that you was gone for good. You look so lovely lying there, all stretched out on your back. But I'm the one who's strung up here on old temptation's rusty rack. And in the wee small hours, that's when I miss you the most. Confess it, I have missed you. Oh, Miss Ghost. I threw open the window and I howled at the rain. And I cursed the weakness of the flesh, this breath and bone, and this brute reptilian brain. Now what dirty tricks the man can play in the lonely dead of night, when you bump into the shadow of a faded love that wasn't right. Way down beneath the surface, far beyond the light of day, so many things lie buried deep, and baby, they should stay that way. My wicked little habit, we've really made a mess. Everything's been trivialized in our vain pursuit of happiness. And even though you've come go back with you to some temporary heaven down some